All right, first thoughts, WWIB 13 before 6, and kind of going to be a Dad and Dawson wake-up show. Dawson, more of a night owl. You hear him on Afternoon Drive, but kind of a late-night guy. I love the early mornings, so, yeah. Peanut butter and jelly, bringing it both together here. So, looking forward to his arrival at some juncture. In the meantime, this is day number 184 in the year. Did you feel it? Did you hear the band yesterday at noon? Yeah, because that was the midpoint of the year, exactly, right? 365 days. It's not 366, so it doesn't split that way, but 365, as it is most years, 3 out of 4. And so yesterday, noon, middle of the year. So we're in the latter half of the year now on this July 3rd. Also, we're having some fun. We've got here a free regular value basket from Culver's. I mean, delicious, right? I mean, you get yourself the burger of your choice, the Culver's Deluxe, the grilled chicken sandwich, what have you, a side order of their wonderful crispy golden medium crinkle cut fries. Uh-huh. Dip a little ketchup. And then also a coupon here for a free medium concrete mixer with your choice of two mix-ins. You can't go wrong. We'll have a random drawing at the end of the show from among those who leave us a happy birthday greeting for America. So however creative you want to be with that, have some fun with it. We'll play it between songs here this morning. 715-396-1670. You can end maybe with, you can do the standard. You can do maybe just call and say, hey, happy birthday, America, and then focus on giving us kind of a fireworks sound, or do it both. Wish America happy birthday. You choose to do your best fireworks sound explosion. We'll have some fun with that. So anyhow, we'll have a random drawing at the end of the show in that regard. All right, so some of the usuals for Friday, the Friday headlines coming up after 7:45. We want to talk hot dogs at some point, so a lot going on. And we're going to play the game Celebrate America, Race to the White House, at least sample some of the questions. This is from PragerU, and they've got questions in all sorts. Over 300 exciting American trivia questions on society, history, citizenship, presidents, states, and innovation will test your knowledge of America and take your knowledge to new heights. Okay, today in history, the second of the three elements of the first thoughts here this morning. For maybe some of you who are not regular listeners at this time, welcome. And this day in history, July 3rd, and it has some historical elements to it, no question about that. As on this day in 1863. Yeah, the Civil War Battle of Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, ended as the Northern troops forced Confederate soldiers to retreat. Also on this day in 1971. The Doors lead singer Jim Morrison died in Paris at the age of 27. And also in 2012, TV legend Andy Griffith died on this day at the age of 86, best known for his work on the self-titled Andy Griffith Show and the legal drama Matlock, which ran from 86 to 95. So a lot of success on television for Andy. Finally, we close it out with Bob Goff's Live in Grace, Walk in Love for July 3rd, titled The Way to Find Your Purpose is to Look for Where Your Passions and Capabilities Intersect. Goff says, John 6:29 says, the work of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent. Goff says, at law school where I teach, there's a sense of huge excitement as we get closer to graduation, but there's also a sense of dread that's subtle but ever present in the students. It comes in the form of this question, what's next? A lot of people act like they have a plan, and a couple actually do, but many times they don't. More often than not, if you ask a student this question at graduation, they'll stare back at you in silence. You can literally see the dread. The best way to find the life you were meant to live is to get started, even if you have to pivot later. Great ideas that don't work out are actually usually on-ramps to better ideas that do. And Goff says, every time you put your passions into action, you learn things you couldn't have learned sitting still. We grow that way. Jesus' disciples had the same question most of us have. What's our work? Jesus answered, the work of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent. That's it. Our job is to believe in Jesus. The problem is that we keep adding to it, thinking there's a different plan out there. Resist the urge. That said, Bob Goff writes, where we live our lives best is usually where our passions, our purpose, and our capabilities intersect. We can't miss God's plan for us because his plan is for us to use our gifts that he gave us to love the people around us. Most of the decisions we make aren't usually between right and wrong. It's more like choosing between a right turn or left. God doesn't force us to go places we don't want to go, and no matter which way we turn, we'll find him already there if we're looking. Today's closing question, what changes in you when you put God first in your life? So, coming up on 623, wib.com/celebrations, July 3rd. I see one for July 4th. We'll get to that because this is a Friday. July 27th, 24th, the 7th. There's July 3rd. Brittany Bemnister tells us that Addison Bemnister, excited to turn double digits, 10 today. Happy birthday, Addison. Welcome to double digits. Yeah, 3 years away from being a teenager, but enjoy this year as a 10-year-old. All right. Hey, Dawson Halverson is here. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
Yeah. And so I'll get you the celebrity birthday list here. You can share that. All right. Also, let's finish off today. So those are today. We go to the Facebook birthdays for today. My longtime friend, Rob Gillette, the retired Christian counselor. I always remember he's 10 years older than me. So happy birthday, Rob. Great brother in the Lord. He was the best man in my wedding, Dawson.
Man.
You know Rob Gillette?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you know him. So.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. Also, Pat Kreitlow. Pat and I were both freshmen at UW Eau Claire in the fall of 82. So we go way back together. Welcome to 62 today, Pat. PSI Mobile Tire. I guess he's come and worked on your car before, right?
Sure.
We have a flat tire. And Harry Hertel, the retired attorney, 77 today. Dawson, how about on the national scene?
Yeah, the celebrity birthdays start with lawyer Gloria Allred turning 85 years old, born back in 1941. Actor Kurt Wood Smith, 83 years old. His credits include TV series Resurrection and That 70s Show, as well as the movies Dead Poets Society and RoboCop. Actress Jan Smithers is 77 today, best known for her work on the sitcom WKRP in Cincinnati. Other credits including Our Winning Season and Where the Lilies Bloom. Former talk show host Montel Williams is 70 years old today. Country singer Aaron Tippin turns 68. Big birthday today, actor Tom Cruise is 64 years old, born back in 1962, a long list of credits for Cruise, of course, including the Mission Impossible franchise, the remake of War of the Worlds, and the films The Mummy, Edge of Tomorrow, Oblivion, Jack Reacher, and many more. Actor Thomas Gibson turned 64 today, credits including the TV series Criminal Minds, Dharma and Greg, and Chicago Hope. And we'll close out with actor Tommy Flanagan turning 61 years old, best known for his role as Philip Chibs Telford in TV's Sons of Anarchy.
So do you have a favorite Tom Cruise movie?
I really like Top Gun Maverick. I haven't seen Tom Cruise in a ton of stuff.
So now Top Gun Maverick, was that the sequel? Or
that was a sequel.
Okay.
Yeah, I haven't actually seen the original Top Gun, but I heard enough good stuff about Top Gun Maverick that I had to check it out.
I have not seen the sequel. Let's see if you know which Tom Cruise movie this is from.
Show me the money! Derek, you better yell! Show me the money!
Is Jerry Maguire?
Yeah, you got
okay.
It. Okay. He plays the super agent in that movie. It's the Web Wake Up Show. And something completely different from him is Rain Man.
Yeah.
With Dustin Hoffman.
Yeah, yeah. So.
Yeah, certainly a lot of the action movies. He does his own stunts. That's the thing he's famous for, right? Yeah. And he closed out the last Summer Olympics, I think, in Paris.
Oh, man. Okay.
So, also, there's a birthday tomorrow. We might as well share right now. Brianna Noble sharing this from a nominee that Becca is one of the hardest working people I know. She says she's been working 3 jobs for the majority of the last several years and applies herself to everything she does with excellence. The 250th anniversary of our nation also happens to be her 30th birthday.
Oh.
Becca has only had a couple of birthday celebrations in her lifetime, as we have always had an annual family reunion on the 4th of July and, of course, celebrating Independence Day. So I think that's her sister, Rebecca. So thank you, Brianna, for sharing
that. Yeah, yeah, and happy birthday tomorrow.
Yeah. All right, we're 3 minutes away from weather, bottom of the hour, WWIB, where we are family. Let's see, this segment has gotten longer as we tell people about prizes and such. The promise of the day, Psalm 36:7, all of mankind can find protection in the shadow of my wings. Check to the devotion that goes with it at 365promises.com. No CCM artist birthdays today that I know of, but Michael Sweet from Striper tomorrow, born in 63, and Paul Balazs, born in 62. A tune from him takes us to weather on WIB.
Have a great Friday morning. This is Ron from Hawkins. Happy 4th of July. May the good Lord bless us always. We are a great nation. The Lord Jesus Christ was always there for us, and WWIB will always be there for us, too. These guys are awesome for Wisconsin. Thank you.
All right, coming up, our Film Friday conversation, pre-recorded yesterday with our friend Andrea Polnasek from Chippewa Falls. But we're going to be talking some, Dawson, about the first of the seven faith-based movies that Andrea was a part of. One shot here in the Chippewa Valley, Catching Faith, that takes you back to your youth, right?
Yeah, a long time ago.
Yeah, so you were a part. What happened? How were you involved?
I was a part of the Fellowship Youth Group, and mm-hmm. we were drafted to be a part of one of the scenes taking place at a football game. We were sort of filling out the crowd there.
Was it Carson Park or Altoona? Do you remember where it was shot?
I think it was. It wasn't Carson.
Okay.
So maybe Altoona?
An area football field.
Yeah, definitely an right. area. I mean, that was sort of the one of the big things about that movie, that it was all, to my knowledge, shot here in the area.
We're going to hear the conversation and then hear some of the highlights of Catching Faith from the trailer. But near the end, I ask Andrea where you can watch Catching Faith this holiday weekend. And among the places she said she wants to make sure to add, Up Faith and Family. So the Up Faith and Family is another location you can watch Catching Faith. Here's that conversation. Time for another Film Friday conversation with our friend, award-winning screenwriter Andrea Polnasek, who has the ambition of doing 10 movies in 10 years in Chippewa Falls, starting with a Christmas movie, The Pines of Chippewa Falls, this year between October and December. Andrea, good morning.
Good morning. Nice to talk to you.
Yeah, good to talk to you again. So we left off last week wanting to talk about your initial movie, Catching Faith, which you shot actually in the Chippewa Valley, and people, I think, mostly are not aware that you say this movie has had an impact all around the world. Tell us more.
It has. Well, Catching Faith did a 2-year run on Netflix, and then it literally has been on Hulu, Prime, all of the other streaming networks like PureFlix, Great American Family, and when it first released, we were shocked by the way it resonated, particularly with women that were seeking to raise their families in the way that God had instructed, and they just found it really encouraging. And we got messages from women that were in the jungles of Africa, and I'm not kidding when I say that, all the way to a woman down in Ocala, Florida, who had a ministry in Cuba, and she translated the Elijah Project, which is the Bible study that's in the movie, into Spanish, and then took it down to Cuba. And there are now over 500 women mentoring women across the country of Cuba. We did a movie tour. We went from church to church across the country of Cuba, sharing Catching Faith. And the testimony was just profound about how that movie has moved and encouraged people to honor God, and even when it's difficult, doing the right thing.
What do you think it is about the movie that has so resonated globally?
It's a great question. This morning, my husband and I were talking about it, and he said, Andrea, Catching Faith is my favorite movie that you've made. He's like, I can just keep watching it. And I just had another woman who didn't know about it and watched it this last week, and she just was so impacted. And I think part of it is because the story is truly hitting that sandwich generation, you know, women that are, and people who are taking care of their, or launching their kids and taking care of their parents. And I also think it really has beautiful, heartfelt, authentic conversations about what it means, of what we think our relationship with God is going to be, and what it is, and what it turns out to be, and how to actually just put our faith into action in real practical ways. And I think it's just easy to relate to. The characters and the conversations kind of give us permission to wrestle with the things that we're going through in our life.
We're
going
to play the trailer for people in a moment. I've kind of edited it down, and so that's how we'll close today. But I think for me, having gone through the trailer here for the first time in a long time, it's the problem arises. I mean, and then they, in terms of Bo, he's the star athlete and the drinking, and then trying to do the act of integrity. But then also, I like it when Alexa pushes back on her Bible study leader and says, listen, I don't have all the answers, and that it's okay to be angry with God. I don't know. I found myself that connected with me. So,
Well, I think a lot of it was really coming out of the journey that I was in at the time that we wrote it, where I was really struggling because the things that I thought God was going to do, he wasn't doing it the way I thought he would.
Uh-huh.
And I think we all get to that place where we're like, okay, I've been faithful. I'm do, uh-huh. you know, I'm following the call you've had, and but it's not working out.
Uh-huh.
Or at least it's not working out the way I expected. And uh-huh. that's a hard place of, you know, the end of that trailer where it says, I'm learning I'm God's child, and that uh-huh. is enough.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I think that that sums up our walk with God in many ways.
Somebody said that God is delightfully unpredictable, but we struggle with the delightful part, and I found that to be the case. Well, thanks, Andrea. Again, we're going to play the edited trailer here in a second for Catching Faith, and is there some place where people can check it out this holiday weekend?
Yes, it is on Prime, and so I suggest you check it out. I think it's also streaming on Tubi as well, which is a free platform.
Terrific. ChippewaFallsMovie.com. Regarding the Christmas movie, check that out as well. ChippewaFallsMovie.com. Andrea, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Alexa, both your kids are about to go off to college. I still remember when you graduated. It seems like just yesterday. Pay attention, or you'll miss it.
How many times in life do we question what God is doing? God's plans for us don't always look like we think they should. But questioning doesn't mean that we've failed as his followers.
I mean, how amazing is Nathan and Bo together out there?
Our boys are going to take us all the way to the championship.
We caught Bo drinking at a party. He wasn't arrested, but now my husband doesn't think he should get away with it.
Everyone will hate me. They'll know it was you who made me tell them.
What's there to talk about?
Your responsibility as parents? Look, if you believe in God, then you have to tell the truth.
No, you are still a part of this team. You got caught, Bo, and there are consequences. You can let those consequences define you, or you can let God define you.
Well, July is National Hot Dog Month, and we've got some tips for you on hot dog etiquette. Didn't even know there was such a thing, but hot dog etiquette from the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council. And none of this is made up. This is real stuff.
Class attention. Forward march.
Oh, I'd love to be an Oscar Mayer wiener.
Oh, yeah. This takes me back.
What I'd really like to be. Because if I were an Oscar Mayer wiener, everyone would be in love with me.
A big parade is so inspiring. Oh, I'm glad I'm not.
We have for you hot dog etiquette. Are you ready, Dawson?
I believe I am. You want to kick off or shall I?
I'll kick it off. First of all, this is what they say. It's, again, the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council. I know you've been vying to be a part of that. First thing they say is always put your toppings on the hot dog, not on the bun. That's good to know.
Second rule, condiments should be applied in the following order. Wet toppings like mustard and chili go first, then chunky toppings like relish, onions and sauerkraut, and then, and only then, shredded cheese.
Huh. Interesting. Thirdly, hot dog etiquette, use paper napkins and paper plates. Never use cloth napkins or china when eating hot dogs. Thank you for that.
Thank you for that. A hot dog should be eaten in no more than 5 bites.
I don't get that.
Don't take small bites of a hot dog. Don't.
I mean,
you
what
dare.
If it's a foot long? Do you go, man? This is
you got to be
this
taking
is not,
into account.
Is hot dogs like this is like Wordle? Like you've got only 6 tries? I mean, Wow.
Some people just want rules for everything, I guess.
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah.
Here's another one. Well, your sister said recently in a talk you and her gave that, you know, her favorite book growing up was Leviticus. So I
sure.
never.
Hey, this is hot dog rules for people like that.
That might be something you read in Leviticus. Here we go. After the age of 18, the use of ketchup is frowned upon by the council.
Okay, ketchup's for kids. There's a space for ketchup, but it's just for the little
ones. It has too much sugar? What's the deal?
It's just immature, really.
Yeah.
You grow out of ketchup. According to the council, if you have toppings on your fingers after you eat a hot dog, the council encourages you to lick your fingers. Now, that's interesting because that sort of suggests a little bit of whimsical immaturity, sort
yeah,
of
right.
childish behavior there. But no, it is encouraged.
They go outside of the box there. And finally, they say never drink wine with your hot dog. Anything else is acceptable, but not wine.
Not wine with your hot dog. Never something I've tried. Not something I think that I would because I would not want to cross the National Hot
yeah.
Dog Council.
You don't want these people mad at you or coming after you.
That's right. It's actually National Hot Dog and Sausage. So they got
yeah.
sort of a corner on one
they
of the
do.
Breakfast staples as well there. They are powerful folks.
Oh, yeah.
And so disobey their rules at your own discretion, folks, this 4th of July.
It's the Whip Wake Up Show on WWIB, and we're asking you to go ahead and leave a birthday greeting for America at 715-396-1670. We've incentivized it. How, Dawson?
Hey, we got this Culver's coupon for mm-hmm. folks if they come and wish a happy birthday message to USA. Calling in and leaving birthday message gets you into a drawing for this Culver's value basket and a concrete mixer with a couple mm-hmm. of extra toppings on there.
There you go. So 396-1670. The guys are leading the gals right now, 396-1670. But we'll get to Sherry coming up from Bloomer at some point.
Good morning, Whip family. This is Sherry from Bloomer. I am grateful to be celebrating 250 years in this nation. And a great Bible verse that I like is from 2 Corinthians 3:17, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. God bless America. And thank you, Whip.
Yeah, that's interesting that she says that because I think it's the Indianapolis Star that had that on their masthead. Yeah. I don't know if they still do, but yeah. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom, 2 Corinthians 3:17. Thanks so much, Sherry and Bloomer, here on the Whip Wake Up Show. The first female expression of happy birthday to America, inviting people to do that because free Culver's value basket and a concrete mixer on the line. A random drawing at the end of the show, 715-396-1670. Leave your greeting like Sherry for America, 396-1670.
Interesting, the first but not the last. Right after, we had Vicky message in with a
yeah.
message for America. Both of them actually requesting that song we just played, God
yeah.
Bless the USA, sort of parallel thought going on.
Exactly,
Friday
people
morning.
Loving that. In fact, another person messaging saying, love this song. It says, one of your Saturday announcers played this every Saturday, and sadly he passed.
Mm.
Yeah, and she wanted to know, what was his name again? Steve Snyder. Yeah, and he's been gone.
Beat.
Yeah, I think since 2021, so
incredible,
more than
Steve
5 years.
Snyder.
Oh, yeah, love him.
First time everyone on the air was on a Saturday shift with you and Steve.
Huh.
We came in before I could even drive. You drove me in here. And
you guys really connect.
He was such a,
yeah.
He was just such a great guy.
He was.
Yeah. Yeah. Missing you, Steve.
We do.
Good morning, America. We are so blessed in this country. Mark and I want to wish everyone in America a very happy birthday, a very happy 250th. We're very grateful for all the men and women that have contributed to that freedom. And we were just so thrilled to win tickets, first time Mark ever won anything, to see Young Washington. We are going with family to see that tonight. So, thanks.
Starting with this one, the 4th of July is almost here.
Why couldn't the country's founders have declared dependence in a cooler month?
But I thought you liked having the 4th of July in your birthday month.
Well, that's not what my script says.
Yes.
Yes, tomorrow is the 4th of July.
It's a day filled with all things American. The Statue of Liberty from France, the hot dog from Germany, and, of course, ice cream from Italy.
All of them are equal.
Left you speechless. The average person spends 45 hours a year talking about the weather and weather-related stories.
Most of the time you're saying, it's not the heat, it's the humidity.
Mm-hmm.
According to a study in India, nearly a quarter of public bus drivers in New Delhi lack basic driving skills, and hundreds of them have vision problems.
And those were the good ones. The rest were fired and are now Uber drivers in New York City.
Tough break.
Mm. According to researchers, taller people live better lives.
Because not being able to reach the potato chips on the top shelf really stinks.
It really does.
study found that women need more sleep.
And a completely unrelated study found that men snore a lot.
Sorry about that.
I think they're related. And finally, before 2030, China will hold another panda census. It'll do this by counting panda droppings to determine the population of the endangered species.
I'll bet your job isn't looking...
Dawson, Carol Stewart from our nonprofit corporation has come up with the idea of Freedom Partners here during America's 250th birthday. And we've got a game for anybody who gives a gift of $250 or more to the nonprofit corporation. The game called Celebrate America, Race to the White House from PragerU.
Yeah, it looks like a lot of different trivia over the nation's history, sort of chutes and ladders style design for the game itself. And, you know, I'm a fan of trivia. We've done some trivia back and forth, and so we thought about going back and forth in some of the questions that are in store here.
Yeah, it's a really big game board. It lays out here, and again, chutes and ladders. Do you remember playing that as a kid?
Of course.
Yeah, and Candyland, those were fun.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So... basically, we've got questions here. There's kids' questions and adult questions, and it tells you if you get it right, this is how many you advance. So instead of rolling a die, you have to answer the questions. I like it.
Yeah, that's fun.
You ready to play?
I think so. I think we go back and forth and see which of us can come away with more right answers.
So let's do the kids' question and the adults' question and just see. So I'll give you an example. The kids' question on this one, the first one seems so easy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm embarrassed to ask it. Who was the first president of the United States?
That was... Washington.
Yeah,
featured in the film Young Washington, which many WIB listeners got two tickets to go see at Mike on Cinemas.
There you go. Wow. Extra credit for that.
Yeah.
And the game is ages 8 and up, so you can see, you know, the kids can play. But this is the adult question. Again, this is to advance 3 in Celebrate America from WIB Incorporated. Who was the first U.S. president to be impeached?
Oh, boy. The first president. Johnson?
Yes, Andrew Johnson.
Okay.
So, good job.
Yeah.
All right, how about for me?
All right. Kids question, what is the highest law of the land? Oh, there's not multiple choice. A, the president.
That's the kids question?
B, the Constitution. C, the national anthem. D, the Congress.
Okay, so what is the highest law of the land? And give me the four choices again.
A, the president. B, the Constitution. C, the national anthem. D, the Congress.
Yeah, it would be B, the Constitution.
That is correct.
Okay.
Sweating. Okay. What are the first three words of the Constitution? The U.S. Constitution, that is.
Do I have multiple choice for that?
You don't.
All right. What are the first three words
first
of
three
the
words.
U.S. Constitution?
Sort of a complete set. They go together.
Yeah. Boy, I'm embarrassed.
That's okay.
Yeah, it's just not coming.
We
the people.
There we are.
I just needed a wee.
I feel like I could have been in the same boat. All right. You got another one for me?
I do. Yeah. Okay. So this is also presidents, but this is to advance 6. So good luck. The kids' question is.
Yours is to advance 6, too. So
I jumped. I started you with a 3.
Yeah.
Here we go for 6. Which president signed the Emancipation Proclamation, which helped free many slaves in America?
That would be Abraham Lincoln.
You got it. Now, for the adult question there, also to advance 6. Which president issued... Boy, it's just too easy. I can't even ask it.
Hit me with a hard one.
All right, here's a harder one. Yeah, that's not hard enough. All right, here's a harder one.
Thank you.
Which U.S. president served the shortest time in office, dying just 1 month after his inauguration? This is to advance 4 in the game Celebrate America, available from WIB Incorporated for a suggested gift of $250 this month.
Yes.
Which U.S. president served the shortest time in office, dying just a month after his inauguration? Didn't he catch a cold?
Something like that.
Yeah. I'd tell you his first name because you gave me
Okay, what?
William
McKinley. William Henry Harrison.
Yes.
Okay.
There we go.
Is William McKinley a president also, or am I fully off?
No, William McKinley, he was assassinated, sadly.
Okay,
and then,
he also died.
He did die, that's true, too. All right, one more for me.
Okay, let's see. This is an advance 1. I'll hit you with an advance 5 to make it just a touch easier. Advance 4 or advance 5, your call.
Either way.
Okay, we'll go 5. Well, okay. How many states in the United States for the kids' question?
50.
That's correct. You didn't even need the multiple choice. and who is in charge of the executive branch at the state level?
Well, of course, the president oversees the executive branch at the federal level and the state level of the governor.
That is correct. The governor. All right.
All right. There you go. It's kind of like a government class, a civics class, if you will. And
but sort of gamified to add an additional element while you're learning to make it a little bit more fun.
Real quick, on the way out, you don't have to give me another one, but which president is known for the phrase, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country?
JFK.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
And who was president during the Cuban Missile Crisis?
Also JFK.
You got it.
Okay.
The Whip Wake Up Show, WWIB. Fun game. Ask for it. You'll have a lot of fun. Again, Celebrate America, Race to the White House. Again, WIB Incorporated, a suggested gift of $250 during July.
Hi, this is Sylvia of Sirona. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. God bless you. Happy birthday to you. Thank you. Bye.
Just under the wire. You got it all put together. We have the best of the week for this week.
Real quick backstory, because we had some technical challenges getting Brian Kilmeade on our sister AMFM, WOGO, from the Premier Network, but we got it going on. And so in the meantime, not as much time to put the best of the week together. You would believe how little time, actually, but we put maybe one of the shortest ever. But here we go. Just a little sampling of some of the best, most memorable content of the week gone by. Meantime, on Facebook, Dean checking in this morning from Rice Lake, Dean Valentine. And he says, today celebrating 25 years delivering bread for Sara Lee. Well, that's awesome, Dean. Happy 25-year work anniversary for you.
It started as Tuesday Trivia. It continued as Win It Wednesday. Now it's Try It Again Thursday here on the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB. We are family. Who wants a chance to win two full event tickets to One Fest this year, plus parking, courtesy of our friends at Crestview Academy, 715-723-2555. The clues are starting to stack up on this question. A typical person comes across about 15 what daily?
Diane from Downsville.
Go ahead, Diane.
Well, you said it's not alive, so how about squished bugs?
Oh, man.
Would we split hairs like that, Caleb? I guess we would.
We would. I really think we would. However, it's not it.
Hi, this is Chris from Menominee.
All right, Chris, what's the right answer here?
Potholes.
Potholes. Is it potholes? A typical person comes across about 15 potholes every single day. Chris, you're absolutely correct.
You got it, Chris. You're going to win that.
Every day, about 15 potholes. And yeah, usually not real pleasant to encounter one of those while you're driving. And sometimes you find yourself maybe apologizing to your vehicle if you didn't notice it away.
I hit one yesterday. I got to tell you, yeah, over near a grocery store on the south side of Eau Claire. Wow. It was sometimes you don't know how deep you're going, you know?
So, yeah.
Chris, you sounded confident when you said that. You were sure you had it, weren't you?
Yeah, I came across a few yesterday.